kiko tekla musuchi buboro sukla
mokache wate tuzo fine sukla
I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult?
Why would it be difficult?
Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden, or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
Aho Hector, tumka swagat katta soglyang, aaj sa susega danpar programmer. Wo program ani good guys broadcast katta 104.6 Planet FM. Aaj mujhe sangata asa Vensi on the console, आयवी आणि कीथ फर्नांडिस आणि डिनिश फोनसेका. टू हॅव अ कॉन्व्हर्सेशन अँड इन्फॉर्म अस ऑल अबाउट द मेल्टिंग पॉट अँड द मच अवेटेड अँड ईगली लुक फॉरवर्ड टू सिग्नेचर इव्हेंट इन जुलाय. So Ivy, can you tell us what's happening in July?
Well, on the 13th of July, oh, thank you, Hector, first. On the 13th of July, we are having a very big event, upcoming event at Melting Pot. It's called The Talent Show. It's a musical talent show. And it's at the Blockhouse Bay Community Center, which is in Blockhouse Bay, just at the corner, at the roundabout. Yeah, yeah. And it is at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, great.
It's a $10 entry fee.
Yeah.
And we are welcoming more and more talent to come this year.
Okay, good. So it is 13th July. Is that Saturday or?
It's a Saturday and it's school holidays also.
Okay.
So good. Lots of time to practice for the children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met John C. earlier this afternoon and he was telling me so far they've already got 5 entries.
Oh, yes. And many more have already put in their entries today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
good, I spoke to about maybe 5 or 6 others who've already entered, so there should be a good 15 by now.
So it's going up by the minute.
yeah, because 13th of June is the last date to enter. So I think you need to rush if anyone is interested. Please go ahead and...
13th
the
of
entry
June.
Form should be up on your Susigad Thunpar station.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put it up. 13th of June, yeah, people should remember that St. Anthony's Feast.
Perfect.
Okay, so that's as far as the Melting Pot and the event, the big event of the talent showcase, the musical talent showcase. So, Keith, can you tell us something about the Melting Pot and what it, when it was started and the purpose and things like that? Over to you.
Sure. Thank you, Hector. I personally joined Melting Pot midway. It was already established many years before I joined, and from the time that I've been involved with the Melting Pot, it's been quite a journey, because it was founded basically for new arrivals, for people to have a community to go to.
Yeah.
And mostly they concentrated on the different segments of society. So, like, for example, the Melting Pot runs something called the Golden Age Club.
Yep.
So these are for the senior citizens. So this, then as Ivy just told you, we also run this talent contest where we will shortly speak to Dinesh and tell you how our kids grew in confidence by attending this talent contest. And and then we also have a kind of a midwinter's dance for the other youths and everybody else.
Yeah. And so, I remember I've been attending. I'm quite fond of cards. You used to have a mean event once a month or so, and that was the whist drive.
Thank you, Hector. Yeah, of course, who can forget the whist drive? We are constantly being asked, when are we going to restart that? And after a hiatus that we had for a brief period, in which we suspended all Melting Pot activities, now we are starting the whole thing back again. And the first of the events is this talent show. And of course, after the talent show, we'll be telling you more about our whiz drives and other stuff.
One of the things I used to look forward in coming to the whiz drive was the bail puri during the
chats,
interval.
The different chats from...
And Norbert and what was his wife's
Susie
name?
Yeah,
they bring the chorizo pao.
Yeah,
so beautiful. Mm.
So it was a whiz drive, and also there was trivia, which was which was quite fun, because the way Susie conducted,
used to do
just
a
excellent
job on that. Yeah.
So people still ask us all the time, and definitely we'll be back. Yeah,
I know the elders used to really like it. You know, the whiz drive, especially. Auntie Mona, she's always be there. So that was the genesis or the brief history of the Melting Pot, how it started and all that.
That is correct. Yeah.
And it was really I think it brought the community together and gave them some, you know, the social events as well as the talent contest.
That is absolutely correct.
Was great. I think started what, some 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago, something like that.
10 or 12 years ago would be probably when we were there. I think it started much before that.
Oh yeah. Wow!
I think Justin Fernandez.
Yes, Justin started it.
Yeah, and then I think you all continued the good work that he was doing.
Yeah, it was quite amazing at that time to have this kind of an organization where people who, you know, were near to the country, so to speak, and had a place that they could go to. And as the name itself suggests, Melting Pot kind of became all the be-all of everything that we could do for all ranges of...
The name suggested what it meant or what it was, the purpose behind it, yeah. Okay, and so, Ivy, how long have you been? Did you get involved with the Melting Pot along with Keith?
Oh, very much so. I come into the picture when, closer to date, when my job is to call everybody and make sure that they fill in the entry forms on time. Because, you know, a lot of people are very shy. So my job is to push. Please come. We want to encourage the children of the community. So now my job begins.
Oh, okay. So you're the, the marketeer sales. Or the...
I'm the marketing team.
So who all are, have you all formed a committee or something to organize, because I know it's not an easy task. A lot has to go behind the scenes to make this happen. And I know Anesta and Jonty and all, they've started working on it quite some time ago. I mean, I just heard about it.
That is correct. That's correct, Hector. So what happens is, as I said, we had a brief period where we didn't do much by way of a usual programs that we put out. But now Nestor, who is our chairman at the moment, he's restarting the whole process because of so much of people asking him and us, and the demand, as you rightly said, about whiz drives. They actually miss those evenings.
Yeah.
So we decided, okay, let's start with the talent contest, which was always the US, one of the things that Melting Pot did and did well. There's a new crop of children and young adults who never knew about these things, and it will be great to give them a platform. We will talk to Dinesh later, who is with us, to get his experience about the whole thing.
Okay, that's a nice note to break for a song. And so, Vensi, can you give us one of your peppy conkery songs? And then we'll come to Dinesh.
Love, good and love, I can't love. Empura sada chere common love. Askal set santa polo now. Piswalare aikune, as love. Only love, good and love, I can't love. Empura sada chere common love. Askal set santa polo now. Piswalare aikune, as love. Conductor driver Anchi Papista Tia Papiachi Baskan Gilatariachi Kaslite Mazatanchi Conductor driver Anchi Papista Tia Papiachi Baskan Gilatariachi Chere common love, askal sat santa polo now. Iswalare ay kone bas love, iswalare ay kone bas love. Ya ka tir basar late pauta de
दुनिया की सताना ट्रैफिक मुंता कलेक्शन नाची तो डर नहीं लड़ता छेड़वा का ती टाइमिंग एडजस्ट करता या का तिर बसार लेट पावता दुनिया की सताना ट्रैफिक मुंता कलेक्शन नाची तो डर नहीं लड़ता
बुलिंग क्लब गुड़ान क्लब पार्कान क्लब Sadachere common love. Askalu swat santa polo now. Iswalare aikone bas love.
Iswalare aikone bas love. Sudani mat patu kangal,
puli club, gudan club, parkan club, kempura sada chere common love. Askalu swat santa polo now, iswalare aikone bas love,
iswalare aikone bas love.
Chere common love.
Askal sat santa polo now. Iswalare aikone bas love.
Muli club, gudan club, parkan club. Kempura sada chere common love. Askal sat santa polo now. Iswalare aikone bas love.
Kasplite maza tanchi. Statya papiachi baskan gelya daryachi kasliti maza tanchi kandekta driveranchi papistatya papiachi baskan gelya daryachi
puri club gudan club parkan club kempura sada chere common love Kalu sat santa polo now. Iswalare aikone bas love. Iswalare aikone bas love. Iswalare aikone bas love.
Iswalare aikone bas love.
Have you tried Everest coffee? Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans. Giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available now at New World or buy online at everestcoffee.co.nz.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome back to Susega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. You're listening to Ivy, Keith and Dinesh talking about the melting pot. And before the song, we stopped when Keith was going to pass it on to Dinesh and ask him some interesting questions about his journey, his musical journey. So I'll pass it on to Keith.
Yeah. Thank you, Hector. Yes, We'll be asking Dinesh about his experience with... But just before that, a little bit of background for people out there who think they don't want to be a part of a talent contest or a talent show, or they're too shy. We all were that way. My children were exactly the same. And I'm sure Dinesh will tell his story as to how he felt.
Chanel, you mean?
Yes, Chanel.
Oh, come on.
And Aspen as well, yeah.
And Aspen.
But the confidence that they got after that, and just by being in a close environment which is supportive, to have a forum of performing on a public stage is just tremendous. I know kids like Dinesh's peers also, like Stallone and Keith Pereira, yep. That is, who have gone on to do wonderful things in music. So now coming back to Dinesh, you want to enlighten us as to your first time you entered a contest on the Melting Pot.
Oh, yes. I still remember it, actually. I think I was given 3 months... 2 or 3 months notice, and I just started playing the piano. Like I probably had only played it for a year or so.
So how old were you, sorry, at that time?
I think I would have been maybe 9. Okay. I think, yeah. So I had played the piano for a year, maybe a year and a half, and my parents said to me, they said, there's this talent contest going on. You should enter. And I said, oh, really? And they said, yeah, we're putting your name down.
So, they didn't ask you.
No,
they
told you. Okay, as parents do.
As Indian parents.
Yeah.
Come on, go away.
So I thought, okay, I wonder what I'm going to play. And I picked the song that I think a couple of people might remember. It's called Ballad Pour Adeline. I think it's by Richard Clayderman.
Okay.
And it was a song I was working on for a while, and it was a song that was, you know, it was a journey for me, let alone performing in front of 100 or 200 people, because I had to I had to increase my technical skills on the piano in order to achieve this song to a performance standard that I was satisfied with. And then going up on the stage, I think, well, my memory of the talent contest was at Mount Eden Memorial Hall, I think.
Yep.
With the two levels.
Okay.
And I think they had it at a bunch of other places as well, like the Blockhouse Bay, yep. Hall that they currently have it at. And it was interesting, you know. I don't think I had too much stage fright at that time because I was 9 years old. But as you get older, that increases. But again, it's a great place to get over that stage fright. You know, to put yourself out there and challenge your capabilities. And I walked up on there, couldn't hear the crowd as you do when you're about to perform, you know, everything's just silent in your head, and went on there and I played, and I walked down, and I remember the MC said to me, he said oh, how old are you? And I told him how old I was, and he said, oh, that's amazing that you were able to play that song, you know, at 9 years old. And that was my first memory of the Melting Pot.
Yeah, that you remember it so clearly and vividly itself shows what an impact it had on you as a young boy.
Oh yeah, it definitely did. I mean, you know, there's so many stories, and so many reasons for why I looked forward to it as the years progressed.
Yeah, and so you really stepped up two levels or more, maybe, metamorphically speaking.
Oh, I can vouch for that. If you hear Dinesh playing, it's yeah. Just...
No, I was saying because he had to walk up two levels.
Literally.
Yeah, I know. And when you're going on stage, you automatically put in more, and you're going to perform.
Yeah.
You put in more practice in this. So obviously you must have been putting in a lot of hours of practice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially when it came to, you know, to that point in time where the Melting Pot, the talent contest, would roll around every year, and it would sort of sneak up on you, and then you had 2 months to prepare, you know?
Yeah.
2 months to prepare, and sometimes you had a song and sometimes you didn't, but... The interesting thing, I guess, from a performance perspective, was not only the ability that you could you could challenge yourself in front of, you know, hundreds of people, but also that you could extend your range. So I started off with like a, you know, a ballad on the piano, and then I went to ragtime, and I went to other styles of, you know, other styles of piano music that I was able to get into, and I was also able to perform and see how the audience reacted to it. But more importantly, it was just a stage for me to get over my stage fright, but also to just get some exposure at the end of the day. Yeah. You know?
So do you still play Dinesh?
Yeah. I mean, from that, you know, that talent contest definitely set it set the tone for me as the years went by. And the crowds increased as the years went by, and the performers increased, and every time you went there, there was someone new, and you got an idea. And I, you know, even to this day, because I still play, and even to this day, I think about one or two people that I came across, like Andrew Correa, who was quite good.
Yeah.
And the style that he played in, and once in a way, I might think about the songs that used to get played when I was, you know, between 9 to 14 or 15. And I try to replicate the songs, and I try to replicate it in the styles that I remember. But yeah, I still play. You know, the talent contest definitely set was one of the one of the stages for me to improve and further my music career.
Yeah. Apart from music, do you think that this learning music and playing music and performing and all, does it shape your personality, your confidence level, and so that you perform well in other fields as well? Does it develop your brain? Did you feel anything like that? Besides your emotional intelligence, maybe.
Definitely. I think, yeah, I mean, there's research behind playing music, playing an instrument or singing or art or painting, things like that, that open up another side of your brain. But not only did it do that, and I'm pretty happy that I got into music. I'm pretty grateful that I got into music in the first place. But it also allowed me to, exposure to different styles, and it definitely improved my confidence, because now I teach people every day. I'm in front of an audience every day.
Yeah. Great. So I'll come back to you on that, Dinesh. I find it really very interesting about that. But we'll break now for a song.
Sure.
And we'll continue with more questions
sounds
after
good.
The song.
La 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 la
போனு தருநாட்டு போனாக்கு சேருவாதா தருநாட்டு போனாச்சு பாயானு வாட்டி உயில காண்டாக்கு சீருக்காதா புருகே போன் அம்ச்சு தாவோனு தருநாட்டு போனாக்கு சேருவாதா தருநாட்டு போனாச்சு பாயானு வாட்டி உயில காண்டாக்கு சீருக்காதா தெரிந்தா உராசத்தா ஜிஎச்சு சத்தா கதா हात पाय बांधून घेता संसार नाका जाता तो ओळू हसपुऱ्या मुख मोळ रामच्या बेंबिया दूध जाता वीस वर्सांच्या प्रायेन लहानपण जाता कवाल निश्यो फोडताना वोटार ओचे फोडता पाटीर
Listeners, and welcome back to Susegad Dhanpar. We have been listening to Dinesh telling us about his musical journey and about the melting pot and the talent showcase, his first appearance on stage. And I don't know about you listeners, but I really found it so interesting. So Dinesh, I'll continue for a little more time on you. I hope you don't mind that. And can you recall, can you go down memory lane a little more and tell us some of the highlights? For how long did you perform on stage at the talent contest? For how many years? It was a yearly event, I believe.
Yeah, I think all in all, I maybe performed about 6 or 7 times.
Really? Wow.
Like I've said previously, it was definitely good exposure. But some of the highlights, I guess, as a teenager, there were performance highlights, there was the atmosphere highlights, and there was the audience highlights. From the performance highlights, it was really, really interesting to see that you'd get 5-year-olds or 6-year-olds take a stab at performing, and then you'd get your teenagers, and you'd get your your post-teens, but also what was nice to see was some of the adults as well. Back when you were a teenager, it was interesting to see some of the adults take a stab at performing, and in a sense, they were setting a role model status as such. They were role models to us. And when you saw, I can't remember his name anymore, but there was a guy that sang More Than Words.
Clinton?
I'm lost for words.
Not
But he sang More Than Words, and he was around 35 or 40 years old. And it was just really nice to see so many ages coming together. That was the performance side. There was the food, and the food was always brilliant, Uncle Norbert and Auntie Betty with their choris pao, and there'd be all these other types of foods. And I remember like the dollar Sprite cans and the Coke cans, and
yeah,
and that was definitely a highlight as a kid.
I know.
It's food. It's a highlight. You know? And then also as a teenager, with you know, other people around your age, it was always a highlight to know that the talent contest was coming up and you were going to meet new people.
Yeah. So you said that the first talent contest, your parents told you, Dinesh, you're enrolling. Was it, as time went on, you told them, Mom, Dad, oh, no. Enroll me in
No, definitely not. I think, you know, now when I look back, and even because I teach kids, teenagers, it's always the case of you can't really leave it up to teenagers too much, because at that point, I mean, as teenagers, you're sort of built for efficiency. So the less you have to do, the better it is. And so someone doesn't force you and doesn't tell you you should do this, and I've already entered you, then you're never really going to take the step, yeah, because you're a kid after all.
Yeah. So that's a good message for parents.
Definitely.
Sign your kids up, and I'm sure Keith will be telling us as the show progresses, yes, how they can enroll their children into the talent contest. Mm. I think it is a really important gift they can give their children, just to enroll them.
Definitely. Sign them up and then tell them.
Okay.
Very well said, Dinesh. I really like the way you put it. Personally, as a parent with two performing daughters who went through the process that you went through, this is from a parent's perspective to all you listeners out there. You will find so much of joy just watching your children practice. When Chinal used to practice her singing, it would be so much fun just being in the other room, just listening to her practice her songs, you know, her scales. And then Aspen came over and she started playing the saxophone. And in the twilight of an evening, you could hear these melodious.
Yeah.
Because sometimes she could go wrong.
But even sounds that must have been music to your ears.
Absolutely. So parents, do not give up that opportunity for your children. And as Dinesh says, kids are built for efficiency. It's your job to enroll them. Doesn't matter. Even if they come on that day, they don't feel like it, because some kids don't. And, yeah, you know, it can happen. That has nothing to do with it. I will exhort you guys to put your kids in, to put your teenagers in, and we'll give you the details later as to how you can apply on this talent contest.
So what, Ivy, when you all used to take your children for the talent contest and they were going up on stage, and what was the feeling in you all as parents?
Oh, I used to be most excited. I used to get them the prettiest outfit to wear for the show. And it was such fun to see them get somewhere. Yeah.
And they must win the first prize or something like that?
Never, never.
No, no,
That's just out of the... But the fun is, as Dinesh says, he's met so many peers. He learned so many other styles. He developed his own being, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess it's the way you look at it. You know, some people are built for competitiveness. So there would be some people there who'd go there and they'd really want to win that first place and they'd really want to win that whole competition and things like that. But the way I always looked at it was, at the end of the day, it's a place for you to play. It's a place for you to express yourself.
And a platform.
Yeah, a platform. And if you win that first place, then you win it. But, prizes are not the be-all and end-all. It's about what you learn from it.
I think the prize was in actually the preparation for it.
Yeah, I think...
Preparing and going on the stage and performing.
Everything is so exciting.
Yeah. I think the prize forces you to chase excellence within yourself rather than, you know, trying to be first in a talent contest or such.
I know. And the thing is, always in life, I believe, is enjoy the journey.
Definitely.
And another thing about the talent contest, what about the judges? You know, I used to always see them coming up and then review what had happened and all. Was that helpful in any way to y'all at that young age, or did y'all listen to them, or not really?
I mean, we didn't really get individual feedback as such, but there was an opportunity at the end. You know, at the end of all the performances to possibly talk to the judges and have a chat to the judges, and you know, they might give you some individual feedback if you were up for it.
There's a thing I'd like to put in here, that those judges that our melting pot has got has always been professionals.
Definitely.
In their field. And they've always been non-biased. So most of the time you'll find the judges are from outside the community, and they are absolutely professionals in their own field who love doing what they do. Mm. Yeah, just I thought I'd put that out there.
Okay, that's great. And I think we've had a really nice conversation with you, Dinesh. Thanks for sharing all that. And now let's break for a song. Vensi, can you give us another lovely Konkani song?
Dogai meloya, udar banduya,
And welcome back to Susega Dhanpar. Dinesh, you had mentioned something about food and how you used to. One of the highlights of the talent contest was food.
It was food, yeah, definitely.
And this kind of whet my appetite. And Ivy, you are the food person.
Oh, yes.
And your recipes, I know people have tried it when you have given your 3-minute cake recipes on Susega Dhanpar earlier. Do you have a recipe for winter?
Yes, I do. Why don't we go for a winter soup?
Okay, it's an, take it away.
I must admit, this recipe is not entirely mine. I learned it from my mother-in-law because they are Anglo-Indians and they used to make this thing called pepper water.
Ah,
and
I remember
it's delicious
that.
In the rainy season and in the winter.
Okay.
So it's just like a tomato soup and you enjoy it with a nice cup and saucer. But it's a soup. So here we go. For this, you need 2 tins of chopped tomato. You strain this, so you don't want the skin, so you strain it and keep it ready. 2 tins of water, 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds, 2 dried red chilies, 6 curry leaves, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 2 cloves of crushed garlic, 1 lemon juice, 2 tablespoons sugar, and 1 teaspoon salt. Now what you need to do is heat 1 tablespoon of oil and you add in the mustard seeds, the cumin seeds, the red chilies, the curry leaves, the turmeric, the crushed garlic. Stir it nicely. Add your strained tomatoes. Add the water, the sugar, the salt, and the lemon juice. Give it all a nice big boil. Taste it to check that the salt and sugar is nice. And then you add some coriander for garnish. Serve it in a cup and saucer with a lovely spoon in. Enjoy it in the winter.
Wow, and that's pepper water.
Yes, and on the side, the Anglos used to also make pepper beef.
Yeah, I remember
so,
my mom used
yeah,
to
so
make
you would
them.
Have the pepper water and the beef chili or the pepper beef and just have a good, wow. You need to have good food in winter, you
and
see.
It would be great in winter. And next time you must give us the recipe for the beef also.
Done.
Okay, thanks Ivy. And we go back to Keith now. And Keith, we have still got about 12 minutes or so to go, so...
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us about what you have in mind?
Yeah, sure. As we started off about telling what the melting pot did and what its impact were on our children and how they grew in confidence. And not only that, how the community, you know, got much more together to among all the things that we did. And now that we are restarting it, I would ask Dinesh, who is now kind of giving back by being a part of the melting pot.
Oh,
here.
Wow, already? That's good to hear.
So,
yeah.
He's doing a lot of good work as well. And Dinesh, can you tell us?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I guess from my perspective, when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, I got these opportunities. I got these opportunities to perform and to get exposed to music. And that took me through to... You know, all these interesting things that I did after that. You know, I played in hotels and restaurants and taught in music institutions and did all these different things. And then I thought, oh, I wonder if it's still running. And I think it, you know, it sort of died down for a little bit. Everyone got a little bit busy. And when I heard that they were resurrecting it, so to speak, I thought, oh, I'd be keen to be a part of this. I'd be keen to, you know, to be a part of growing this organization, growing this community organization that allowed me to, you know, to experience, to blossom. Oh yeah, to blossom. Yes, to blossom into the flower that I am now. to experience some of the things that I've experienced as a result of this. You know, some of the confidence that it's given me. So, I guess I can't take credit for a lot of the things that are happening because there are a lot of other committee members who are putting more effort, you know, behind the scenes than I am. But one of the things I'm doing is I'm going to be the MC. Oh, for the night, one of the MCs for the night.
That's good. I know, the MC is, you are the anchor and it brings everything together. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
With Chanel, yeah.
That'll be so nice to see these superstars performing.
Ivy, well, supposing the MCs, one plays the piano and Chanel sings.
We hadn't actually thought about that.
That would be so fantastic. We will suggest it to Nesta. In the next coming meeting, and I hope you guys can do it.
That would be so fantastic. Tell us what song and all that, but at the beginning of it or somewhere in between, the MC can announce that.
Such a fantastic idea.
Sometimes I get good ideas.
I would, if y'all are going to do that, I'll come for that.
You have to come. Either way, you have to come. Come on, okay. Hector.
Yeah, of course I will.
Hey, Dinesh. Can you tell our listeners as to how to go about if they want to enroll onto the website? And
oh, yes. Well, you can either get onto the website, and that's www.nzmeltingpot.co.nz, I think it is.
.com.
Yeah. Or I guess the easier way, if you're going to get your kids to get on there for you, is just get on Facebook. And almost everyone has a Facebook account now, so... Mm-hmm. Get on Facebook. Get onto the NZ Melting Pot, and you're gonna have the link that you're gonna see. It's the entry form. And you can get onto that.
Yeah. How about Keith? Are there any like people who may not want to get onto the website and all? Are there any contact numbers?
Oh, absolutely. Being a Luddite myself and never being on Facebook, they can always contact me. If at all, they can contact Nestor if they have their numbers. Can I give my phone number?
Yes, yeah. Keith.
It's my mobile number is 027-524-3500.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. It's 027-524-3500.
Yeah.
So they can contact me if they have any questions or they want to get enrolled by phone or whatever the reason is.
Yeah, like this.
Because come July 13th. Yeah, sorry, Dinesh, you were saying?
No, you...
Yeah, come July 13th. It's not a long time away.
Yeah.
So any which way we can, go ahead and do that.
So, and the form will give the various, I guess there will be age groups and things like that, which they can tick off.
Absolutely. Jones has done a good job on that form because it takes you in a step-by-step process, right from getting your details to what are you going to play, and also explains the time limit and all of that.
Okay, cool.
And there is no age bar. So Hector, even you can join.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea as well, yeah.
And you can sing in any language.
Konkani. So, there's no... So people want to sing in Konkani.
Absolutely.
Yes. They can sing in Konkani or English or whatever.
Yep.
And no age bar, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I guess in that case, you know, sign your kids up and then sign yourself up as well.
Okay, and there was a question I had in mind, but it has just slipped my mind. But so they need to fill in the form and send it, follow the links and send it by the 13th of June.
Yes, preferably, because what happens is forewarned is forearmed. We can do so much a better job if we know who are there and the numbers are there. Because remember, although there is no age bar, but there are certainly age categories. So it's not that a 7-year-old will be singing at the same with a 35-year-old, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So, Dinesh, do you remember earlier years? I don't remember whether I'm right or wrong, but did y'all have eliminations? Are there going to be eliminations as such? Or
No. At this stage, no, there's not going to be any eliminations.
Okay, everybody will, yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to be a showcase.
Okay. So, we are almost ending the time set for us at Planet FM. It's been a wonderful conversation with Ivy, Keith, and especially Dinesh. Thanks for sharing all that with us. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in. And Vensi, you've done a wonderful job on the console, as usual. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Hector.
Oh, my pleasure.
No, it's really thank you for giving us this platform to showcase this particular event for the community.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Nestor and John C. and the whole effort y'all are putting into it is really commendable.
It's going to be a big success, I'm sure. Thanks to you also, Hector.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And remember to enroll your children and to come and cheer them on and encourage them and ensure the community for this great effort and lot of trouble which is being put into the talent contest. So see you next week, same day, same time, on Susega Dhanpar. Vinci. So Vinci. Yeah, mog raskar ya, dole kilav ya.